Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Gabby Mireles works to empower the Israeli, American, and allied communities to advocate, take action, and be a catalyst for positive change. Gabby serves as the Community Engagement Manager of the Israeli-American Coalition for Action. She's here sharing with us what she does and how critical it is. Speaking about critical, we pause at this critical moment to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that in the midst of the sometimes befuddling circumstances that go about our world, that cause great grief and great rage at the same time, that Christ is here with his love in a very personal way. And his love is available for you because Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? That is our hope and our prayer here at the Good Life Radio program. Gabby Mireles served as the general manager of Kalo TV, a TV station in Honolulu, Hawaii. As Kalo's general manager, she used her platform to broadcast truthful and educational programming about Israel and Israel advocacy. Gabby graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She majored in political science with an emphasis on Mideast politics. Gabby, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up mostly in Honolulu, Hawaii. My mother is originally from Mexico, though, and so I spent a lot of time there as well.
What part of Hawaii, and I want to find out about Mexico and where you were there, too.
So mostly in Manoa, on Oahu, and in Mexico, I lived in Mexico City for a bit.
How long?
A year.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Definitely my mom. She was a single mom, and so naturally we were really close. Also, I was really close with my grandfather, who was my mom's stepfather, and my Uncle Marty, her brother.
In what way did your mom influence you?
My mom was just the constant, steady parent in my life and was just an example of strength and grace at all times. And it's just, I didn't really grow up with rules per se. I just grew up with expectations. And she instilled in me an understanding of when you do A and B, you'll get C and D, if that makes sense. And so it wasn't really strict, but because of her example, I just had an understanding of the kind of person to be. And because she always prayed with me, she taught me who Jesus was at a really, really early age. And that was always a constant. That's made me who I am today.
Tell us more about your spiritual journey.
So, like I said, my mom, I've never remembered a time where we didn't pray together. I don't really remember not ever knowing the Lord and who Jesus was. I think from when I was in elementary school, always wanting to know God more, always wanting to just be the best example of Jesus to people. Definitely didn't always succeed, but I tried. And I think as I grew older, I just became more and more aware of and had an understanding of theology and who God is in my life, what he wants from me. And that wasn't just through my mom. I mean, God really showed me and introduced me to people who helped me deepen my relationship with him, whether that was through people who took me to church with them, whether that was through people who gave me Bibles, like people in my family did. You know, he really had his hand in my life from an early age.
Your work today there, mm-hmm. As a community engagement manager of the Israeli-American Coalition for Action, how did you get connected with that organization?
Well, would you like the long or short story?
Well, we can do both. You can do the short one first, and then we'll use it as a wrap-up for the for the next segment where we can elaborate further.
Okay, sounds good. Basically, let's see. 2 years ago now, I was invited to a dinner party at my friend's house in Kailua, Oahu, the Halevis, Nancy and Cliff Halevi. Cliff Halevi was the president of Temple Emmanuel, and I became friends with them because they knew I was involved in Israel advocacy. And so they reached out to me and invited me to a dinner they were hosting for the then Israeli Consul General in Los Angeles, whose name is David Siegel. And so I went to this dinner, and the Consul General was there, along with his senior political advisor, a guy named Dylan Hosier. And so we made contact and, got each other's information. And this was while I was at Kalo TV. And 2 years later, I just kind of felt, the Lord kind of pushing me to just another level of Israel advocacy and professional involvement, really, in the cause. And so I reached out to Dylan Hosier, who was the senior political advisor, and asked him if he knew of anybody that was looking to hire someone interested in Israel advocacy, or if he was still at the Los Angeles consulate. And he told me he was no longer at the consulate, but he was working for the IAC for Action, which is the organization that I'm with today. And coincidentally, they were looking for a community relations manager. And so I sent my application and went through the interviews, and here I am.
That's the short version. I do know that.
Okay, I want to hear the longer version now, and of course we'll do that when we come back from our break. But I'm interested in how did you develop this desire for Israel advocacy?
So, like I said, God put different people in my life who influenced me and who encouraged me in my walk with him. One of those people was my Uncle Marty, my mom's brother. And he really he taught me how important it was to pray for Israel, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so, growing up, I would do that. But it didn't click for me until I was 15, when I was a sophomore in high school. And I was in history class. We just wrapped up a lesson on World War II and how Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain appeased Hitler, and that's why Hitler gained power in most of Europe and the Holocaust happened. And so the lesson was appeasement doesn't work. And so right after that lesson, for some reason, my teacher shows us a documentary on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And in my eyes, I thought it was a very biased documentary against Israel. And so after we finished watching the documentary, she says, now, if Israel just gave Palestinians more land, then there would be peace. And I just thought, you know, we just learned that appeasement doesn't work. Why would it work here? And I can't really explain it, but something just clicked inside of me. And ever since then, I've been really passionate about it. And I just knew from then on, and God had confirmed it in major ways since then, that I was to work in Israel advocacy in some form and to help Christians and people understand why it's so important to stand with Israel.
God confirmed it in the heart and mind of Gabby Mireles. Today she is working in Israel advocacy there in Los Angeles. And when we come back from our break, how did God confirm it? Maybe she could share a little bit about that. Gabby, maybe you can share a little bit about that as part of the long version of the transition. In the transition, dear one, as you listen today, perhaps there will be moments where you find yourself maybe not in the exact same position as Gabby, but relating to her journey. And in the way that God has spoken to her, perhaps the Lord can speak to you. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you through her. And if he is, as that may quite possibly be so, if indeed he is, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? Or Suzanne, what are we going to do about it as the Lord works through Gabby? When we come back, she'll share more heart to heart with you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
IACforAction.org. IAC for Action.org. You can find out more about Gabby and her work there in Los Angeles and Israel Advocacy, Israeli-American Coalition for Action today, IACforAction.com. Gabby, take us back. Tell us about some of the confirmation that you received as part of the process of your transition.
So, like I was saying, you know, I felt like it really clicked for me, and God really showed me and told me that I would be working with Israel in some aspect. And so, flash forward to right before graduation from high school, I'm about to go into college and about to pick a major and declare it. And I'm by myself in my car driving to the beach, and I'm talking out loud to the Lord and asking him for confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to be studying and that this is the area that he wants me to go into. And that I told him, I don't want to do this if this is not what you have, so please confirm it. And that was me asking for a fleece. And so I went to the beach, and it was Kaimana Beach. I'm lying there, you know, by myself, reading a little book on Israel. Nobody would have been able to see it from afar. But all of a sudden, this guy with an accent comes up to me, and he says something, and I think, oh, this guy is just trying to flirt. So I tried to, like, shoo him away. And then he says, oh, are you Israeli? And I say, no. And then he asks, are you Jewish? No. Do you speak Hebrew? No. Well, then why are you reading a book on Israel? And I said, well, I'm a Christian. As a Christian, I believe we should support Israel. And he says, wait, you're a Christian? I'm Israeli. I'll be right back. Don't move. I'll be right back. And so he leaves and comes back with a Hebrew translation of the New Testament. And so he sits down next to me, and we're talking, and he's mostly talking about the church and what he thinks about the modern church, and he's going on and on about a lot of different things, and I'm just listening to this guy kind of in awe. And then he says, I'll tell you one more story, and then I'll leave you alone. And he says, you see this scar on my side? And we're at the beach, so I can see the scar on his side. And he said, I got that from when I was in the army in Israel, and I was in the West Bank dealing with insurgents, and this guy stabbed me on the side. I'm sorry, I have to back up. Before he starts telling you the story, he says, I'm a Jew who believes in Jesus, and this is why. So he tells me this story. And so he gets stabbed on the side, and after he gets stabbed, he sees himself fall to the ground. He can see the medevac come and get him. He can see himself being operated on in the hospital. And then after the operation, he sees himself lying in this bed. And while he's watching this, an angel is telling him about Jesus. And he said it felt like half an hour or so that the angel was talking to him. And after the angel stopped talking to him, he woke up. And a nurse told him that he had been out for a week. And then he says, he tells me his name. And then he says, but you can call me Alec. I come to this beach all the time, so I'm sure I'll see you around. I would go to Kaimana all the time. I never saw that guy again. So that was the first major confirmation. And then flash forward to after college, I graduate. I'm working at a PR firm in Honolulu. And I wasn't very content with the job for a lot of reasons. And so I would always pray about it. And when I would pray, I would feel really convicted. I really felt like the Lord telling me, you know, I gave you this Israel passion. What are you doing with it? And my response is, well, nothing right now, you know. And I would really just hear him tell me, just quit and trust me. And I, at the time, I thought, okay, well, is this just me telling myself to just quit because I'm not really happy at this job, or is this really the Lord? And so this went on for about 6 months. And finally, I was like, okay, God, I really feel like you're telling me this. Send me another sign that you're telling me this. And my mom would have been the last person to ever encourage me to just quit something without a backup plan. But one day she sort of pops out up and says, you know what? It's time for you to just quit. You really need to just trust God, Gabby, and just quit this job. You know, you'll figure something out. I know you don't have a job lined up just yet, but it'll work out. But just quit. And so, okay, that's my confirmation. I guess I'm going to go do it. So I give my 2 weeks notice, and my last day was a Friday. I walk into church the following Sunday, and one of my pastors pulls me aside and says, Gabby, you just missed it. Waxer just announced, I was going to One Love at the time, Waxer just announced this opportunity to go and lobby with a pro-Israel group in Washington, D.C., called Christians United for Israel. You're my number one choice for this, but the catch is it's next week. Are you free? Yes, I'm free. I just quit my job. And so that was another huge confirmation. So it's really been things like that, and just really being keyed into what the Lord has been telling me, really just seeking His wisdom and discernment on these things that has led me to where I am today. Also, just trusting, sorry, I just have to add, it really took a lot to just trust the Lord and to let go. It wasn't an easy thing, and I just want to emphasize that for people who are listening.
Let's go there, because when you share the story, it's captivating to listen to.
Right.
Because it's your life, right? But
right.
For someone listening and thinking, okay, that's great. It's like watching, you're living vicariously through someone. But then when mm-hmm. it's your turn to activate faith, when I say your, I'm talking about myself or someone else.
Right.
When it's our turn to apply what we know so that maybe we can experience a little bit about what Gabby's experienced, that's quite another story. So elaborate further on what some of the trials were in the process.
So I'll take the example of me quitting my job. I mean, as soon as I quit, doubt immediately set in, right? And I had people ask me, what are you going to do? So something with Israel. I have no idea what. And honestly, the more I talked about it, the more crazy I thought I sounded, you know? And to deal with having to explain to people what you're, you know,
what you can't explain,
what I can't, exactly, trying to explain what you can't explain. I mean, it's maddening in a way. And I really had to learn to force myself to trust the Lord. And I know, like, I've heard other testimonies and, you know, people in similar situations where, yeah, it sounds so easy, and you're right. You live vicariously through someone's story, but when it comes down to actually doing it, it's really hard.
So we're talking 3, 4, 5 fleeces?
At this point, maybe like a good solid 3.
Okay.
And part of that, I was coming from a place of just really wanting to do what God was telling me to do and wanting to make sure that I was hearing from Him. And another part was also doubt. And that doubt is very real.
It's a crisis of faith.
It is.
And
it is.
The crisis of faith, I'm thinking about Moses leading the Israelites, gets to the edge of the Red Sea. What do you do? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had to. I wonder, you know, what it felt like when the water just hit the tips of his toes.
Well, he tapped his toe, Danny, I'm sure.
Well, that's the thing. You come to the edge, and God brings us. You know, I remember God. This poem, God said, come to the edge, and we said, it's too high. God says, come to the edge. We said, but we might fall. God said, come to the edge. We came and He pushed us, and we flew.
Right.
Gabby, I hear the wings flapping. It seems as though you're flying in the sweet spot of your life right now. But today, someone may not be living that. But they want to experience that. They know it's there. It's possible in Christ, in God, it's possible. How would you say, how would you encourage somebody to take a next step?
I would just say you're definitely not the only one in that boat. For me, I'm somebody who gains comfort in knowing things like that. It's hard for everyone in different ways for different reasons. You know, we all deal with our own hang-ups and things we've experienced. But as much as you can, just really letting go, that's all I can say you can do, really.
Well, just let go because you were praying.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, praying to me is part of the letting go process, right? I mean, there's no way that I could have let go without praying.
Here's another interesting thing. Just by hearing Gabby, what she did, I don't know how cognizant she was of doing it, but she was certainly cognizant being aware of what was going on, at least to a certain level at that time, she noticed things that were taking place around her. So you talk about leaving a fleece out. Maybe we should explain when we use the word fleece. What are we talking about, Gabby, when we use that metaphor and leaving out a fleece? Maybe a little bit of the biblical background of it.
Well, if we want to get technical, it's Judges 6:37.
I like that. Very, very technical, very biblical.
It's essentially asking for a sign. And it's not quite putting God to the test, but it's sort of going, it's not exactly having blind faith either. Mm. But I think he loves us enough and wants to reassure us that he's there and you can trust us. Yeah, he'll give it to you.
And I think it's part of an act of faith.
Right.
In wanting to see the hand of God in the process. And faith doesn't necessarily have to be equated with irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It also is asking God for confirmation. And as I listen to you, Gabby, it sounds to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me like you did it expectantly. And that's important, too.
And I think I've learned to expect an answer to prayer, whether I like the answer or not, because of what I've seen from my relationship with God since I was a child, you know, is that he does answer prayer.
You're listening to Gabby Mireles. Gabby is working right now with the Israeli-American Coalition for Action. She's telling us about her journey from Honolulu, Hawaii to Los Angeles, California, and working in a place and focused in an area that is going to have and is having a very broad impact, Israeli-American Coalition for Action. When we come back, we'll talk about fighting the delegitimization of Israel, strengthening the U.S.-Israel relationship and domestic policy. We'll see what Gabby has to say, and especially her role in this, and more so what the implications are. Not only in our country, but around the world. Gabby Mireles with us. IAC4Action.org. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gabby Mireles serves as the Community Engagement Manager of the Israeli-American Coalition for Action. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. I'm grateful that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety for free. Share it, pass it on to a family member or friend. I mean, Gabby is sharing some very, very encouraging, insightful experiences that I would imagine would surely influence positively someone's life, even you. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. And to find out more about Gabby, IACForAction.org.
Gabby, I know that there was a position that you held before you left the islands at Kalo. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you happened to get that position. And a little bit about it for us, please, at Kalo Christian Television.
So I was, like Suzanne said, I was the general manager at Kalo TV, and I had that position for 2.5 years. And it was just I got that position because I had met the prior general manager while I was working in PR. And we became friends, and she was looking to bring someone else on board to help her and to maybe transition into her role at some point in the future. And she talked to me about it, and at first I had no interest, but the more I prayed about it, the more I saw it as a potential platform to speak to Christians and to potential believers about the importance of Israel. And so I decided to go on board after that.
And what was it like? Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like?
It was amazing in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously we didn't just talk about Israel. It was entirely geared towards helping people understand the word in general, understanding the word of God in general. I knew when I started it was going to be challenging. I just didn't know in what ways. So there were a lot of challenges, and I learned a lot, and it was really humbling. But, you know, ultimately, God made me and hopefully others stronger through it. And I hope that people were blessed through the programming that was on there. or and still on, and is still on there.
I know that they were, and I know that they are. Gabby, are you comfortable sharing with our listeners what age you were when you took that position? Because that is profound, in my opinion, in and of itself.
I took it 2014. I think I was 24.
Yes.
25 when I started.
That's pretty remarkable for a young person to take on something of that magnitude. And you really did do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
A partner organization of the Israeli-American Council, the Israeli-American Coalition for Action works to make the voices of Israeli-Americans heard on a range of issues at the federal, state, and local level, including, Gabby, fighting the delegitimization of Israel. Elaborate on that.
So what we mean by fighting the delegitimization of Israel at this moment, because the reality is there are people who are going to be trying to legitimize Israel and the Jewish people, until Jesus returns, frankly. But at the moment, it's taken a form called the BDS movement. The BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction. And the people behind the movement and involved in the movement seek to boycott, influence people to boycott and divest and sanction Israel. So what we're doing, part of what we're doing, is passing legislation in the state and federal level that will prohibit people from, prohibit states and our federal government from sponsoring people and organizations that seek to cripple Israel. And just a little bit more on the BDS movement. Their ultimate goal is to financially cripple Israel so that Israelis will leave and there will again be a country called Palestine. So that's their ultimate goal, and it's really at the heart of it. It's anti-Semitism. It's motivated by hate, and it's a very serious thing that people should consider a formidable cause to challenge.
What about strengthening the U.S.-Israel relationship?
So because there is a growing Israeli-American population, and by Israeli-American I mean Americans of Israeli descent, people who have moved to the U.S. from Israel and they obviously still have strong ties with Israel, we're trying to help policymakers and the general public understand that they are a segment of the Jewish population in the U.S., but they have a different understanding of Israel because they have a personal connection and involvement with the country, a little bit different than even a lot of American Jews have. And so they have a little bit of a different perspective on it and are more supportive of a strong Israel and U.S. relationship.
Where does IAC for Action stand in regards to the two-state solution?
So we take a general stance of not telling Israel what to do. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where the IAC stands. Where I stand personally, as me, just Gabby, the person, not affiliated with anything, I don't support the two-state solution.
And why?
Because, for political reasons, I think it's way too soon to even talk about that because Palestinians don't have a stable and set government. That's a long explanation in and of itself. I highly encourage people to do their own research about that and to come to their own understanding about that. For biblical reasons, First of all, I think Israel should be landmass-wise bigger than what it is, and there's a lot of reasons that I could go into, but I don't know if we have time.
What are your thoughts on moving the capital to Jerusalem, if I may ask?
Well, I think this is, again, me, Gabby, speaking on behalf of myself and not from the organization that I work for. You know, I think that Jerusalem is the capital. It's the eternal capital, and so why not?
Mm-hmm.
And again, God mandated a specific place and a specific land, and that's what we should respect and honor.
Thank you.
When it comes to, the two-state solution, when you engage with others about it, how are those interactions? Are they civil? Do they sometimes get heated? What's it like?
I generally like to keep things civil. I mean, and it just really depends on who you're speaking to and how you choose to speak to someone. Whether or not I agree with them, I tend to go into a conversation with respect for their viewpoint, whatever it is, just so that I stay in check with how I treat them mm-hmm. and how I choose to communicate with them. And people are coming from a place based on their own experiences most of the time. So with me, for the most part, it tends to be civil. If the other person chooses to get heated, well, that's them. but I have yet to have a really violent or tumultuous conversation about a two-state solution. I think if you're going in, again, with respect and you're presenting your argument that's based in logic, it tends to not get heated.
When we talk about the delegitimization, I want to go back there a little bit mm-hmm. further and talk about why people who are Israeli Americans, like you mentioned that there's a growing population.
Mm-hmm.
Where do people stand, the Americans? Because when we tie it together with the two-state solution, whether it's one state or two state, even the Israeli Americans fall on both sides of the decision, don't they?
Oh yeah, they definitely do. Again, you have to go into it understanding that people are going to have different opinions than you. And I love when I hear people say, well, I know an Israeli and they're against Israel. So what do you say about that? It's like, well, that's one person out of how many Israelis? There's not one American that represents the political beliefs of every single American in this country. So, you have to understand and accept that people are going to have different ideas, again, based off of what they've seen. As far as delegitimizing Israel and why the BDS movement is dangerous here, the BDS movement doesn't just target Israel. They target Israelis and people who support them. They've gone as far as to spray painting BDS, the letters BDS, in front of Israeli-American-owned businesses. That's what happened right before the Holocaust in Germany. People would spray the Star of David in front of Jewish-owned businesses just because they were Jewish. So, and people are convinced, there are some people who support the BDS movement that spraying BDS is a very valid picket line. It's like a valid form of protest. What they're not understanding is that it's targeting and harassing a group of people simply because of their heritage.
When we come back from our break, Gabby, let's talk about travels and hopeful travels, places that you may have gone in places that perhaps you hope to go to supposedly influence or perhaps cultivate your passion for what you're doing and what God has you, where God has you today. More from Gabby Mireles when we come back. Hey, someone who's not afraid to just, you know, mix it up a little bit. Like Suzanne Maurer said, she took Kahlo TV at a very young age and took it to another level of impact. Courage, yes. Faithfulness, yes. Faith, yes. Gabby Mireles, an inspiration to us today. And she'll share more heart-to-heart when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Gabby Mireles. You can find out more about Gabby at iacforaction.org. Again, iacforaction.org.
Gabby, I was telling Danny on the break, I can't remember. Have you been to Israel?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I've never been yet.
Not yet. That big word
not yet.
Okay.
That's something I've always prayed for. And I guess, you know, I just trust God and his timing. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't worked out for one reason or another.
What would you like to see when you go?
I obviously would like to see all of the, you know, biblical archaeological sites and the main tourist things that people see there. But I guess on a more fundamental level, I want to see what God created.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the land. I want to see his people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to see.
You will go. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
I also am going to interject here very quickly, if I may. There's someone special in your life, and I'm fascinated by how you two met. Are you comfortable sharing a little bit about Ryan?
Yeah, sure. So Ryan is my boyfriend, and we met back in Hawaii. We've been together for 3 years now. Before leaving Hawaii and moving to LA, I was, doing what most millennials did and was living at home. And I was living with my mom in the same building that we had lived in since I was 15. And then somewhere around my senior year of high school, I noticed this guy kind of come and go at the apartment building, and it was Ryan. And so I knew that his dad had moved into our building. And for like 8 years, we just saw each other around, would say hello. I would always wonder about him, but never felt like I should go and make the first move. Mm-hmm. And then I guess finally when the time was right, we talked, and yep, been together ever since.
Just right down the hall, weren't we?
Just, and he lived at first, his dad lived at first in the floor below us on the sixth floor, and then they moved up to our floor, and for about a year and a half, they lived down the hall from us. So, yeah.
Well, he was a wonderful neighbor, in my opinion. And now, what is he doing in L.A.?
He graduated and majored in plant science and agricultural management, but he decided to go into the medical field, so he's going back to school and getting his master's in nursing.
Okay. Well, give him my aloha, please.
Thank you. I will.
IACforAction.org. Gabby, is this a... Are there connections in each part, in each state in our country, or is it in pockets?
It's in pockets. Predominantly, we're where the majority of Israeli Americans are. So IAC for Action, right now, our office is in LA. That's where we're headquartered. But we work, we just passed, I'll go over the states where we passed anti-BDS legislation. Those in California was first, Texas, and we just passed in Nevada. Thank God. It was a huge feat. And then we're working in Massachusetts, Washington State, eventually in New York, and eventually in New Jersey, and eventually in Florida. and so that's we're kind of located across the country.
Have you failed in your attempt to pass in any of the legislatures?
Thank God, not yet.
Yes, thank God.
Not yet. And hopefully there won't be a yet, and we'll just keep passing anti-BDS legislation. And there's also other organizations who do similar work as us and work to pass anti-BDS legislation in other states as well. So, thank God... things for us are going smoothly, and people are being reached, and God is opening people's eyes, and it's been really miraculous to watch.
Where does BDS agenda, where does that originate?
Well, it originated in Israel, actually. The founders were going to, and might be still going to, Tel Aviv University. And that's where it originated, and they've since launched a worldwide campaign, really, to get governments to boycott importing goods from Israel. They've really seeped into the university systems. You see it a lot, especially here in California, with the UC system, and they really appeal to that sort of radical social reformer mindset And people really believe that they're fighting Goliath, and that's what they've convinced them that they're doing. So that's kind of what we're up against, and I know that we'll win because we have God on our side. But, yeah.
Are you fighting in other countries?
No. No.
And is it religiously affiliated?
No.
No?
No. Which is, you know, there might be some Christians listening who might think that as take that as a red flag, but I see that as a way to reach people that might
I'm talking about the BDS.
Oh, the BDS.
Yes,
event.
Is it religiously affiliated?
No, they say that they're not, but I think it's steeped in fundamentalism of a certain nature. If you catch my drift.
Well, stirring, it certainly piques the not only the curiosity, but just, you know, it's like we're scratching the surface of something that has a lot more stirring. It's almost one of those, Suzanne, where you sort of want to know, but perhaps you don't want to know everything that's going on, because if you know what's going on, then you might, well, when one loses their innocence in terms of what's taking place, they have another kind of challenge to deal with. What do you do about it? Do you get involved, and how do you get involved?
Isn't that so often too in life, though?
Well, it is. It is, and that becomes a personal challenge for us. It seems as though Gabby Mireles has already taken a step. She's getting into the thick of things, but it remains a challenge for others as to what goes on. These matters of life, dear friend, as you're listening today, they're happening. Things are going on beneath the surface. So yes, legislation. So yes, points of lobbying have to take place. Public relations have to be cultivated. Gabby, I want to thank you for allowing us to just take a little bit of a view of your world and the gracious way that you've allowed us to take a peek.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And the opportunity to encourage others is really, I think, what we all need to do, and encourage others in their own walk with Jesus.
Well, and to pray for our listeners. They've listened to this today. We need to be praying.
And as you pray, things might not all be settled when we end the show. Maybe more questions than answers, but that's okay. That's life, and that's the life of faith.
Should they keep praying?
Absolutely. Encouraging insights from Gabby Mireles, iacforaction.org. Dear one, God's timing is indeed perfect. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Gabby Mireles, iacforaction.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.